may last for the night. The joy is going to come in the morning. Amen.
By the light of the morning, we'll sing. Amen, 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 amen. Hello and welcome to Poems of Divine Power Solution at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I am Richard.
I'm Annie Ling. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today? Hope you got your listening ears on, your eyes
awake. You're ready with a Bible and pen and paper or just to listen with an open heart. And God just loves you. He loves you. And you are precious in his sight, whoever you may be. God loves you. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Sister, Psalm 118, verse 24 says that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That verse reminds us that yesterday's gone and the struggles, the success and the failures of yesterday, we cannot change. Tomorrow's not promised, and it takes us back to all we have is today, the present. And so let us lift up the name of Jesus Christ today in the present. Let's invite the Holy Spirit, sister, to be with us. Let's go into prayer. We are here about, as Jesus said, God's business. And we're here about salvation. And so, Lord, we come to your throne today and we humble ourselves as our sister goes in prayer. And, Lord, allow the Holy Spirit to lead us today that what we say magnifies and glorifies you and you only as we begin this program that offers the gift that you left at the cross, as our sister said, for every single soul. God loves every single one of us. That's why and who he went to the cross for all of us. And we are here about salvation. So, sister, lead us in prayer, and we pray for the hearts of God, people, that they may see Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, that they may hear the knock on the door of their hearts, and they open to receive our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Before I do that, the Lord has a word for somebody out there. I don't know who you are, and maybe it's every listener.
Amen.
All I know, and I don't have the scripture in front of me, but all I know is, We said he loves you, and he does love each and every one of you. Even a sinner he loves and calls onto himself for salvation. But the Lord, the word he's given me is that whoever you may be, and it could be for all of you who are listening, you are the diamond before him. Some of you are a diamond in the rough, being polished up for the kingdom of God, going through many types of things. Others have been polished up and are shining bright like the stars at night. But he also says you're the apple of his eye. And he also says he'll has his hand upon you. And he's going to drive you into your purpose, young and old, because time is short. He is calling his children to rise up and to become one with him like never before, to draw closer to him. That's the word the Lord just gave me for whoever receives it. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And sister, there's someone that's coming to Christ today.
Amen.
When the Lord gives you a word, and sister, I love it when you sent me a text or you called me and you say, Richard, the Lord gave me a word for you today. Then it's specifically. So specifically, there's somebody's heart today that is going to be open to receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're just blessed to be here to serve him, serve the kingdom, and to do what he calls us to do when we become brothers and sisters in Christ, when we become children of God, and it's to go out and give the Great Commission. Go Amen. Out and speak about his word, about his love, about his grace, about his mercy, about his sacrifice, his obedience at the cross, and share the love of Christ. And so we're just blessed that he's using us at this time in this season. And so, sister, we're excited. And we're here because of Poems of Divine Power Solution, Book 1 and Book 2.
Correct.
We're here about your journey and your walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, and we're privileged to be on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo with Poems of Divine Power Solution with Richard and Annie Lean, and we're going to go into prayer. And we're going to go into a familiar prayer, but nothing stays the same with Jesus. So as we pray, remember, it's through the Holy Spirit, not through me. He's using me.
Amen.
Amen. So it comes from Matthew. Whoops, got the wrong scripture now. Sorry. That's good. It's not even good. It's going to be prayer, but it's also going to be a blessings. Matthew 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I thank you, O Lord God, that you bless the poor in spirit, and that, Lord, you will raise their spirit up in rejoicing. I thank you, Lord, that the kingdom of heaven is theirs. I thank you, Lord. Anyone out there who do not know you, their spirit is in poverty. It's starving. It needs to be filled with the Spirit. I thank you, Lord, you said in your word that if we call on your name or raise your name up before all men, that they will be drawn unto you. And today we're raising your name up high, O Lord. A new standard before the people, Lord. A new thing today, O Lord, especially for those who have decided to turn their hearts to the Lord in a more sincere way, or if they haven't known him for the first time. We ask you, Lord, to lift them up because they're your babes right now if they've come to you. And those who are just starting out on this journey, lift them up and hold them close to your bosom. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise and glory. It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter what nation, what city, what town, what color. It doesn't matter. You love us all. You chose us all to be the sheep of your pasture, that you are the great shepherd and in all authority. But through all that authority, you're also our sustainer. You hold the universe up by your right hand, and you hold us up before your Father. We give you all of the praise and glory, Lord. Any doors that have been shut against the people, O Lord God, they shall be made, if you require it, Lord, if you want it. The doors shall be opened unto them with opportunities that they've never seen before. And any door that is not good for them, Lord, you will shut it, and no man can open it. I give you all the praise and glory. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. They shall be comforted. Those who are mourning today, I thank you, Lord, you'll surround them with angels of comfort, that the Holy Spirit is a comforter, that the Holy Spirit will rise up and wrap himself around them from within, O Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus, for sending us such a comforter. And you'll send people to minister to them, just a visit. I thank you, O Lord God, those who don't know you, that you too will comfort them through others so that they'll come to know there is a God that really cares and has loving kindness and mercy and grace upon them. I thank you, O Lord, that you are a God of justice and forgiveness. We give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Yes, Lord, let us keep a humble heart before you. Let us not glory in ourselves, O Lord, but glory in you. Keep us humble, O Lord. And there, in the end, we will inherit eternity, inherit the kingdom of heaven, and live with you forevermore. We give you all the praise and glory. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Thank you, Lord. This is salvation. There's an empty spot within the soul, and they can't fill it up. There's nothing to fill up that emptiness. No matter what they do, they can't understand it. They run from themselves. They run from things, and they fill up with the worldly things. Lord, I pray right now that your righteousness will encase them and bring them forth, Lord, onto salvation. And those who feel empty and dry will come to you, O Lord, even if they're a Christian, because sometimes we run out. I ask you to fill their cups and refresh their spirits, and that they'll come out of like a young calf out of a stall, leaping and jumping for joy, because you, O Lord, have embraced them and have sent them help from somewhere, somehow. I give you all the praise and glory. It was just a phone call or a visit. Anyone who's lonely out there, just call in the name of the Lord, and he will take away that loneliness. I thank you, O Lord God. I give you all the praise and glory. I thank you, Jesus, that we hunger for your righteousness. I thank you, Lord, that we will be filled when we call upon your name. Blessed are the merciful, for they will obtain mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us mercy by saving us from hell. I thank you, Lord, by your grace and mercy is the only way that we can see your mercy. And thank you, Lord, that your mercy is a blessing, and we can hand that mercy onto others, O Lord God, those who offended us, those who have hurt us, those who have done terrible things. We give mercy, Lord, because you give mercy. You give mercy to us when we sin, when we forget sometimes who you really are. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, O Lord God, for this day. We rejoice in it. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. These blessings are for all those who love the Lord. He's being specific here about different parts of it because he wants you to know, but it's all ours to obtain through the mercy of God. We can ask for all these blessings upon our souls and our spirit through the word of God. So thank you, O Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. Keep yourself pure. And if you fail, go to him right away and ask for forgiveness, and your heart will be cleansed. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So let's walk in peace with each other, and let's walk peacefully in the world. I know people can upset us so badly, and sometimes we want to just take revenge or shout them down, but don't. I saw something horrific the other day, and I didn't say a word. I couldn't say a word, but I went to the proper people to talk about it, and I thank you, Lord, that I kept my peace, because the peace came within my abode because of that. I give you praise and glory that you are our peace. And if we seek your face and ask for peace, you will give us peace. And to show us how to keep the peace, we give you all the praise and glory. The peacemakers shall see God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Have you been persecuted? I have, many, many times. Not like Christ, though. None of us will ever be persecuted like him. We're persecuted in many different ways. But don't take offense. Let God justify you. But remember, give him the glory for the persecution. If you love him, that's why they're coming against you. It's not you personally. It's the spirit within you. And God will justify you. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remember that. All these blessings, you will see God. You'll see the kingdom of heaven. You'll not thirst or hunger, but be filled. You'll obtain mercy. Your heart will be pure, and you'll inherit the earth. Oh, blessed are the people of God. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely. For my sake, that's in the verse 11, chapter 5 of Matthew. For great is your reward. You receive crowns in heaven as you walk with the Lord. And if you don't go backwards, you won't lose your reward. I always say, Lord, I want to be in the front row, not at the back. So keep your eyes on Jesus. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Be the salt of the earth. Be the light that shines in the darkness. And it's hard to keep you cool sometimes. So Lord, I pray for those who are just learning patience, who are just learning all these things, that Lord, you'll give them the stamina to keep their eyes on you, to stay focused on your word, because you are the word. And as things come up, that they will not turn their head the other way, either in anger or shame. Lord, continue to lift up your people and those that are coming as new babes. I give you all the praise and glory. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its favor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives that light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's what we need to do. And where is that light? The light is within you, and the light shines outwardly like a lampstand. And people will look at you and you'll be glowing. And they won't. Some won't understand. And some will persecute you. Some will run away and some will come forth. It's like the moth being drawn out of the darkness into a light that's been turned on. They're drawn to the light. But some hate the light and rather be in the darkness. So don't take it personally. I bless you right now. I thank you, Lord, that this prayer is sealed in the hearts of the people. And I thank you, Lord, that you are with them always. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister, amen.
Amen.
I can honestly say that was the longest prayer you've ever prayed here at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. I can honestly say that was one of your most beautiful prayers that you prayed here at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. And I can honestly say that was one of the prayers where the Holy Spirit led you in every word that you pray. And I loved it that your fact that your prayer was on Matthew 5 and it went all the way to Matthew 16.
Verse 16.
I'm learning, sister, that Paul, when Paul speaks to us, he gives us instructions on how to be obedient and how to trust the Lord and to follow his word. And the Bible speaks that when we come in prayer, the most powerful prayer that we can say is not our word, but God's word back to him. You just prayed Matthew 5 up to verse 16, God's word back to him. And I believe that is one of the most powerful prayers that you ever prayed, sister. Because Jesus Christ and his word was lifted up from the first letter of verse 1 to the last letter of verse 16. He was lifted up. Jesus Christ was glorified. He was magnified in that prayer. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading our sister in that beautiful prayer that gave you the honor and gave you the glory and lifted you up and magnified our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sister, we can close today's program and God will be pleased 26 minutes in. But we've got a couple hours still left to lift them up. And let's go ahead and do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful child of God that puts you first, that puts your glory first, that sets the example for me and for us and for our believers and how we should serve, how we should pray, how we should submit, and how we should surrender to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm excited for the next 2 hours and 42 minutes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen and amen. We are coming today with the power of Christ. And the Holy Spirit has full control today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister, I don't even know what's next.
The agenda?
Yeah. Let's get to that agenda. Let's get the administration out of the way and get back to lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, we just want to thank you for being with us here today. We've got a new poem. It's called The Sustaining Cord on page 69 of Poems of Divine Power 2. But sister, we've got some administration. And let me say this. Whoever heart is open to listening today, whoever heart is opening to sowing in the kingdom of God today, to sowing in eternity, we're praying that the Holy Spirit leads you to make a contribution towards this ministry, towards Poems of Divine Power Solution, Book 1 and 2, towards the eternity of our Lord and Savior, towards heaven. If you make $1 contribution to this ministry, you are sown into the kingdom and you will be blessed. And so, sister, we've got an email. If you can make that contribution as the Spirit leads, as the Spirit leads, as the Spirit leads.
So e-transfer, it's ANNEPODP@gmail.com. So it's ANNEPODP@gmail.com. And stands for Annie Poem of Divine Power @gmail.com.
Amen. Thank you, my sister. And we want to say this, and we are a witness under the Spirit of God. 100% of whatever you contribute goes back into this ministry. That's right. 100% of everything you contribute goes back into this ministry. And again, that email address is ANNEPODP, Poems of Divine Power, @gmail.com. And we thank you for that, and you will be blessed. When we are always blessed, sister, when we are obedient and we submit and we serve the kingdom of God. And so, sister, what's that awesome church that you go to in Kitchener?
It's Rain in Zion International Ministries.
And it's not Pastor Friday or Pastor Sunday, but it's Pastor
Saturday.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Saturday and his wife, Evangelist Victoria. And it's at 1444 King Street East, Kitchener. And it's a full gospel, Bible-believing church, and they walk the talk. And if any problems arise, the pastor's right there trying to figure out what went wrong or why it went wrong or how can we fix it.
They talk the talk and they walk the talk. They talk the talk and they walk the walk.
Yeah. So the service is on Sunday. They start at 9:30, and then there's a worship after that, and then there's another service at 10:15. So that's on Sundays. And there's Bible studies and so on. And you can call them at 647-783-4802. And Evangelist Victoria, she is also a psychotherapist, and she you can reach her for a free virtual call. Let's see, it's Victoria@thetherapyspace.com. Victoria, Victoria at the therapy, therapy, space.com. So you can get help if you're having problems.
Amen. And that is Rain in Zion. Sister, you attend this church?
Yes, I do.
Holy Spirit dwells within these walls?
They do. He does. I mean, they do. Well, the three do. The Trinity. Yes. Yes.
And we love to share a message from Pastor Saturday that he shares with his congregation, with his flock. And this truly is a man of God. And we're anxious, we're excited, waiting until him and Victoria is in studio with us and receive the blessing that day. Sister, I'm willing to give him the entire mic for the full 3 hours when he gets here, in Jesus' mighty name.
That'll be sometime in the fall, as far as I understand
Sometime in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so, the messages that we want to share with you, the pastor decided to share with his flock today, is this.
Yes.
Guard your faith jealously, for your faith is the most important thing in life. Protect it, nurture it, and never allow anything to weaken it, because it is the foundation upon which everything else stands. And that is faith, sister.
Yes.
And then I love to share our sister's response to that, his message to his flock. And this is our sister Annalene's godly response. As God is a jealous God for his people, so we should be jealous for our faith and thus stand guard over it. Especially today, as the time is evil and in days ahead will grow so much more, as the enemy knows the time is short. And as he prowls to steal, kill, and destroy as many as he can through subtle attacks to gain as many souls before our precious Lord returns. So when weakened, no matter what, stand even stronger in the word as stated today by Pastor Saturday. Our faith is the very essence on which we stand, and we must stand firmly so we do not come as sinking sand, wavering in doubt and confusion, but as watchmen on the wall, with our armor of God intact, be prepared to fight in faith, with the sword of the Spirit being the word which we stand, and to the end fight the good fight of faith, knowing we fight not alone, and victory is always ours as we raise up our hands to praise up to him, Jesus Christ, who is our protector of the church, shouting hallelujah. Glory to God, for the battle is won. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus, for our victory today in all that we do as we walk in faith with you.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus, that we've got some godly men and godly women that set the example of us to follow, of obedience, of speaking of your love, of your grace, of your mercy. And as we continue to follow their lead, as they follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, it will lead us to become more obedient and learning to trust you more in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sister, I love it that the Holy Spirit is dwelling with us right now, together here in this radio station today.
Amen.
And this program. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful message from Pastor Saturday. Beautiful response from our sister in Christ. Let's continue to lift up the name of our Lord and sister, Savior Jesus Christ. Sister, you've got the mic, and I believe we're going to go to another song shortly, within a couple minutes.
Okay. Maybe you should speak about the replay program.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So when we do our program on Fridays now, it'll be uploaded. No?
Amen.
It will be?
Yes.
Oh, you're shaking your head. No, I'm going, what?
No. That is correct. As of today, you can go on CKMS 102.7 FM, go Google Poems of Divine Power, and you can see all our, the last 3-4 programs. You can repeat and listen to it there. Not only that, by God's grace, we've been blessed with a repeat program, as my sister's going to go on, continue to say, Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., you can hear this replay again.
Amen.
We're doubling up in the name of Christ.
So the first thing you said was the Tuesday program, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So you have us here Friday, 11 to 2, and you get a repeat Tuesday morning, 7 to 10.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, I don't know, are we on the website yet?
We're on the website.
So we're also on the website at CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo, Poems of Divine Power Solution. And so doing this, the poems that we do every week, someone's keeping track for us. We thank her. We thank you, Yenny. And it's just, it is wonderful that somebody can do this for us. Amen.
She's God sent.
Yes.
An angel from above.
That's right.
And we're excited to have her on the team that we move on to bigger and better things. And we're going to be talking about CKMS 102.7 FM Waterloo. We're going to continue this program moving forward, but we're also looking at KITV television. And we're going to start talking about that to bring it into fruition before the end of this year, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. And so, sister, we've got a few songs on the agenda, and I believe we're going to go to Mark of the Spirit.
Yes, amen. I like this one. Thank you, Jesus. We have the Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit, and this song is just beautiful. So here we go.
Redemption. In Him we have. exemption from the fear of falling, from the fear of loss. The Spirit is the seal upon the cross. He marks us as the Father's own. Mark of the Spirit, I'm not alone. Mark of the Spirit, sealed in His love. Sent from the Father, sent from above. The promise is sure, guarantee is true.
Amen. Just a little reggae flavor up in the house today about the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful track, sister.
Amen. I thought it was really fitting to be marked in the Spirit of God. Not on the skin, but within. Amen.
Amen, amen, sister. And we got the double play because we're going to Jesus is My Rock.
Okay.
In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior.
You.
Yes, Lord, you can rock me in the morning, rock me in the
noonday.
And then not rock me in the nighttime too. Amen. You know, rock me anytime you want.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That should wake us up, those two songs. Eh?
If you could only see what's going on in the studio. Our sister Adelina is up in boogieing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
You know, my mom used to be so worried about me because she said, you're one of these days, you're going to put your back out, you're going to put your hips out, you're going to put everything out. Oh, man, God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so, sister, we're going to continue. We're going to move on. And so we've got a new poem.
Yes.
The Sustaining Chord.
We do.
Page 69 of Poems of Divine Power, Book 2. And by the way, you want a copy of either one of Book 1 or 2, you can Google Poems of Divine Power, the website. You can order directly through there. You can contact us here at CKMS at 519-884-2567 to order a copy there, or our sister to her email address. You can request a copy there. And there is no better gift to give than a gift that would sow into eternity instead of the temporal world. And this book, these books, Poems of Divine Power, the foundation is on John 3:16, 17, and 18. They're rooted in Christ. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of these beautiful books. And they point to the cross. They point to Jesus Christ. They point to salvation. They point to forgiveness. They point to the Bible. They point to God's grace, His mercy, His love. All by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. So there is no better gift to give than a gift that sows into the kingdom of God, that sows into eternity instead of something that's temporal into this world. And so get a copy. Better yet, get two copies, get three copies to give to your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. And give it to somebody that you love, that salvation may come to their door knocking, and they will open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, sister, take it away.
Take it away. Where are we going? We're going into the heavenly realm. That's
we're on the road to salvation.
Amen. So we can go to the heavenly realm.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Without Jesus Christ, we can't go up there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We
thank
give you
Lord.
All the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for your indeed. Word today, Father God, through these beautiful poems that you gave me to write, that you filled the books with your word, O Lord God. And with every book, there was tears, there was happiness, tears of joy. And well, just every emotion you can think of. So I thank you, Lord, that this is for the people, Lord. It wasn't for me. And I know as I was writing, I didn't know what was going to happen with them. And I said, Lord, they can't just sit here. And Lord, they just can't sit here on a desk or in a shelf. And next thing you know, COVID hit. And that's when the door opened to do these books. And there's another door opening for more to come. It just takes time to put everything together. So, that's that. So, we're going into Poems of Divine Power, Book 2, on the Sustaining Chord, on page 69. And the reference is, we're still in Judges 8 to 9. So, I am going to speak on the title. Hope Richard will come alongside me here, and if I need help, we'll look up some scriptures. If not, I'll just do it my Bible. So let me get the Bible here. I'm not going to read Judges 8 and 9 because it's long, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it because it is the main points that where these poems came from. Because I studied every book of the Bible. I wrote out every chapter, line by line, And as I finished each book, the Lord gave me a poem, well, many poems, because I did it, I think it was three times. Yes, it was three times I wrote out the Bible. Anyways, so this first one is Judges 8:9, is a reference of Poems of Divine Power, The Sustaining Cord, on page 69, book 2. Now, if anyone's read Judges, we know 8:9, it's about Gideon, called by God. And if anyone out there remembers, he was fearful and an insecure farmer, thinking he couldn't do anything for God. And how often do many of us feel that way? He was to fight Midianites and lead an army. And he didn't think he could do it. But then God, he accepted the call from God. And how many times has God called us to do something, and, oh no, I can't do that, I don't know how to do that. It's not us doing it. It's through the Holy Spirit. Moses thought he couldn't go and deliver the Israelites out of Egypt land. And God said, I'm with you. He said to Gideon, I'm with you. He said to Joshua, be of great courage, I am with you. He says to us, I am with you, and I've never left you nor forsaken you. I was a very, very shy person one time. I hardly spoke a word a lot of the times. And then one day, the Lord led me step by step into different positions where I had to start to speak. And now here I am on the radio. It took a long time for me to get rid of shyness. Shyness is not from God. Timid is not from God. That's the evil one trying to shut you up from speaking the word of God. Now, Gideon was famous for delivering the people from the enemy's hand. But Gideon changed. He took the glory of God for himself. Before this, he cut down the idols that were unpleasing to God. But then he came proud and vengeful, powerful, and a hungry ruler. He was victorious. He was diplomatic with his brethren of Ephraim, who had felt slighted due to pride, because he didn't call them to come to battle right away. He called everyone else, but he didn't call them, and they got hurt. We're not to take things personally. But Gideon gave them the credit, as they had captured the kings of the land, and they were satisfied with that. Gideon became a man of valor, but he did not want to be a king. In Judges 8:23, he said, I will not rule over you, the Lord will rule over you. But Gideon became as one by taking personal glory, looking to the honor, for honor, taking ornaments, personal ornaments, personal trophies from those he had killed. He became prideful, vengeful, murderous, built an idol to worship, charged money to his people to supply his needs. At the beginning, Gideon was obedient to God, tore down the pagan altars to Baal, cut down the Asherah pole, Judges 6:27. Afterwards, Gideon demands gold from the people, turn it into an ephod, setting it up in a city where he lives. And that was an idol. Bible says all of Israel prostituted themselves by worshiping, becoming a spiritual trap that ruined Gideon and his family. And if you read Genesis 9, you'll see where that happened. So Gideon's life serves as a severe biblical warning to all of us. Success can turn into evil through pride. We got to watch that pride. Gideon defeated the external enemy. In the end, he lost the internal battle through pride and greed, taking God's glory for self-gain and indulgence. It says in the Bible, don't touch God's glory by taking the credit for what he has done, what God has done. Isaiah 42:8, he says, I will not yield my glory to another. Consequences of doing that is spiritual separation, spiritual blindness, pride, self-sufficiency, loss of favor, associated blessings removed, spiritual separation from God. Daniel 4:30-34 and Acts 12:21-23. Should we read some of those?
Daniel 30 to 34 reads as such, and the king answered and said, is not this the great Babylon which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty? While the words were still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and you shall be made to eat grass like an ox.